B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
Are you coming to be with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off, and all these sound offs are Kobe related. Sound off line probably was humming yesterday. 610-771-9705. Let's get right to it.
This is crazy, man. The whole world is shook. I'm sick. I've been crying all day. You know, I'm not even like a Lakers fan, but Kobe was an absolute icon. He was a beast. He was a great human. And the way him and his family, his daughter, and the other people went out, it's so sad and tragic, man. My heart breaks for them and his family and loved ones. Oh my God.
It was really emotional when they were showing the B-roll of him talking to his daughter and during a game and instructing her on the final points of the game and her feedback. That was just really hard to watch.
I never thought Kobe would actually rip our hearts out. My heart is absolutely broken. I'm shattered. I'm crushed. I'm torn. Rest in peace, Mamba.
Kobe was an absolute legend. I remember the Scholastic Book Fair in second grade. It was the first book I ever bought. It was a biography of Kobe Bryant from SI Kids. I implemented that love of the game, that competitiveness, the rest of my life in everything I do. It is rare someone obtains unobtainable potential and actually reaches it. The world lost not only one of the greatest players, they lost one of the best mentors to ever be viewed in public. Imagine what he put that mind to in his later years in his life. And RIP, the greatest.
Wow, that might be the greatest sound off call ever.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Pretty poignant.
Yeah.
What a sad day for the world. Kobe Bryant and his young daughter and seven others perished in a helicopter crash. That is just unreal. It's like somebody just walked along and snatched the life right out of your body. Like, you just feel numb. You can't believe that this guy's gone. Like, man, life is, like, so precious, man. It's just the saddest thing that I can ever imagine a family had to deal with. It breaks my heart, Mike.
It's a heartbreaking thing. I found out from Tyrone. You texted me,
yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. I said, what?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you started to catch up on all the details. And then it was just five people, but his family wasn't involved. And then it was, you found out it was daughter, and it was just killer.
13 years old. And then Kobe's 41. 20 of his 41 years, he's a Laker.
Yeah.
Like, just so much time to not get to live, you know?
Yep.
So, Mike, this message goes out to the Bryant family. You know, it always seems like people whose stars shine the brightest always seem to leave us far too soon. I can only imagine what it's going to be like for his remaining daughters and his wife. Not only was Kobe loved in Philadelphia and L.A., but he was loved all around the world. There's no words to describe what it's going to be like without Kobe, but everybody knows that Kobe was loved.
That's for sure.
He was an incredible guy, and everybody's hurt in sports world, not just basketball. You know, if I was the commissioner, I'd shut the league down for at least 8 days. You know what? At least until his memorial, his funeral, or something. This is the worst thing that has happened in sports in my life. He was from off area. He was a legend. I can't believe how choked up I am thinking about this with Kobe. We love you, Kobe.
Yeah, I don't have much interest. These are very well expressed sentiments, and you know, just let's keep it going.
Hey, I played on Radnor in 1996 as a freshman, and got my ass dunked on by Kobe Bryant. It's my lifelong legacy, but that's okay. Rest in peace, Kobe.
Wow, look at you starting as a freshman for Radnor.
That's not bad. Kobe got him, but look who got you. It's not like just a regular guy got you. Kobe Bryant got you.
Yeah.
Rather was a little, to be honest, a little short in hoop talent.
So you're saying that he's starting to grade them on a curve?
Well, they must have really needed him. Ninth grade, but God bless you.
People have always complained about what Kobe said. It never bothered me. Maybe one day, Big Ben and Carson will have that, and we'll have multiple championships. Don't get so upset about Kobe saying that.
Yeah, I don't know where you were going with that. I think you were trying to compliment Kobe and hope he rubs off on Ben, which we all hope he does, right?
I
think he was good intentioned with that call.
Yeah.
All right, close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
All right, that was Sound Off. Stay tuned. We'll continue the conversation. Devon Givens with Joe Torre tonight. Devon will have Donnie Carr on, and they hooked up in a legendary game with contemporaries, Ian Kobe. So that should be an interesting conversation on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned for Quick Slants and then a special Remembering Kobe on NBC Sports Philly. Have a great night, everybody. It was a tough day. Thanks for expressing your emotion and participating. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.